Achilles camp next to Turkey's border with Syria, home to almost 12,000 refugees. The visit here by UN Refugee Special Envoy and Hollywood star Angelina Jolie put the refugees' plight back in the headlines, but many residents were sceptical.
We don't expect anything from the United Nations. Nothing will come of it. They've come here many times, but nothing changed.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, called on other countries to help.
Countries like Turkey, like Lebanon, like Jordan, now also like Iraq, are making an enormous effort. They are showing an enormous solidarity, and they deserve also the solidarity of the international community.
That's a view shared by Turkey. An estimated 80,000 refugees are living in 10 camps close to the border. A further 30,000 to 40,000 Syrians are believed to be living outside the camps in Turkey, with relatives or in private rented accommodation in cities like Antakya. Turkey has begun trying to move those refugees either into the camps or away from the border region. Selçuk Ünal is a spokesman for the Turkish Foreign Ministry.
Turkey and other neighboring countries, especially Jordan, are not enough international assistance to share the burden of this. We are not asking them to leave the country, but local authorities could, of course, take some steps from time to time to arrange the accommodation of these people in order to let all the provinces in Turkey to have a more equal burden sharing.
Turkey initially tried to deal with the crisis on its own, says Turkey specialist Katerina Dalakura of the London School of Economics and Political Science.
They have realised that perhaps they have bitten off more than they could chew in this particular case. In other words, that they cannot on their own deal with this problem as they thought they could.
As Kurds have taken control of much of the northeast of Syria, Dalakura says the conflict is spilling into Turkey.
The lack of control from the centre, Damascus that is, has led to a flare-up of violence within Turkey through the Kurdish areas, which have been becoming more of a free-for-all for Kurdish activists.
Syrians are continuing to flee their homes and their country. This footage was reportedly filmed in Aleppo on Wednesday. The UN estimates a quarter of a million people have fled Syria. Many analysts say that the scale of the exodus could soon force the international community to act. But with military intervention unlikely, there appears little chance the refugees can return home anytime soon. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News.